England have beaten India in a test match at Mumbai for just the second time in 32 years, winning by 10 wickets to level the series at one apiece. Despite another Cheteshwara Pujara century in India's first innings, England were dominant for long periods of the game. Their reply saw both Alistair Cook and Kevin Peterson hit their 22nd test centuries, and both men seemed keen to claim that the other innings was the most important. Cook made 122, and Peterson's 186 has been hailed as one of the greatest innings by an Englishman in India of all time. It was a good job those two performed, as the rest of the batting was pretty lacklustre, although not as lacklustre as India's was then made to look. England spinners Graham Swan and particularly Monty Panesar outbowled their Indian counterparts, Panesar taking 11 wickets in the match and Swan 8. Only Gautam Gambhir, who made 65, stood up to them in India's second innings, which lasted just 44.1 overs. They believed that 130 would have been a challenge for England, but Cook and Nick Compton swiftly knocked off 58 to win in style. The two teams now have a few days to recover ahead of the third test in Kolkata. With England having turned the table so comprehensively, it's now India at home who are under some pressure. Who would have predicted that?